Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
The majority of new jobs created in the U.S. in the past year have been low-paying and part-time, and many of today's young workers have been impacted the most, with an increasing number no longer even looking for work. What's happening in the workforce? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. What steps should we be taking to find work? We heard answers and gained wisdom from employment coach, consultant, author, and founder of Business Keys, David Stark. He took on this question: is there a Christian approach to a job search? And does it look different from the normal path?
I've got strong feelings about this. The first thing is that I really believe, as Ephesians 2:10 says, that we've been created for good works that God wants us to do from the foundation of the world. So it's not as if I got to go find it. I do have to go find it. But the other thing is, I start by saying, God, what are you doing? So I start believing that, and I'm praying for God to guide me. And we can't do all about guidance today, but that's the first thing, is I think we're guided, and I think it's purposeful. And the way we've been created, Neil, God intends to use. So I can trust my talents and gifts, because I can't do everything. I can do what God gave me to do. That's the second thing I'd say. The third thing I'd say is that many Christians have to go through the same development that we're talking about for all people. So in Moses' case, he had to be in Pharaoh's court for a while to learn how to lead, so when he led the nation, he could lead them. Daniel was given an education when he got to wherever that was.
Babylon.
Right? Yeah. And that education was critical, along with his diet and other gifts, to what he was going to do, right? So things happen on the way. And so I learned that as I'm asking for God's guidance, I'm walking in that reality. I may not even know what certain things are going to lead to later, but they usually have reason now, even if it's just to provide. But later on, they're going to have a reason too. And my passions and values shift during those periods, and they shift me into places where God's asking me to go many times.
And how critical that prayer component is.
It is.
At all stages. Really.
It is. So, yeah. I mean, and so that's the first thing in my life is, I believe that this is not about me figuring it out fundamentally. It's about my relationship with Christ and what the Spirit is doing. And I have to add that up day by day by day. You know, we're not usually given the plan. We're usually given, no, why don't you hold my hand here, Jesus, and you guide me every step of the way. Keeps us dependent, but it also is because the world is changing so fast. The plan might even not make sense right now, because the actors aren't in place, the circumstances haven't gotten there. I may not be developed enough yet. Whatever. There's so much that changes. So I've got to walk it day by day.